This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Strong storms may produce an inch of rain in 30 minutes, and that could fuel flash flooding across the Front Range foothills today. The National Weather Service says the biggest risk is in areas recently burned by the Alexander Mountain wildfire near Loveland and the Corey fire in Jefferson County. Heavy rain in those areas could trigger dangerous runoff, mudslides, and rock slides. There's a flash flood watch until 9 o'clock tonight. Areas around Denver and Colorado Springs also have good chances for rain tonight. Tim Walz, the Democratic pick for vice president, will campaign briefly in Colorado this week. CPR's Megan Berlee has more.
The stop on Wednesday is part of a cross-country fundraising blitz for the Harris-Walz campaign. The Minnesota governor is expected to speak at a reception in Denver before heading to the East Coast for more stops. While Colorado is no longer considered a swing state, both campaigns have visited to raise money. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was at a fundraising event in Aspen this past weekend. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A former college baseball player is suing the NCAA and Power Five conferences, accusing the leagues of wage fixing through scholarship limits. The antitrust case was filed in Colorado District Court by former TCU baseball player Riley Cornelio. The NCAA and the Power Five have an agreement in place to settle antitrust lawsuits that challenged compensation rules. That $2.8 billion settlement still needs approval from a judge. It includes a plan to significantly raise the number of athletic scholarship schools can grant. This is CPR and KRCC.